Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
The network is CNN. The person who passed away, sadly, is Dolly Parton. Mm-hmm. And, oh, have you seen the throughway signs? You must have noticed that on the way into work.
No, what? No, seriously.
You didn't notice the moon.
No.
You didn't notice the throughway signs that say Jolene, Jolene, Jolene.
No. No, seriously, I did.
Really?
No.
Kudos to whoever is running the signs. I think it's Randy over at the Thruway Authority.
I did not know. No, really?
Yeah, watch for it today. There, I saw them up this morning.
Did not notice.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, I make it to work.
It's sweet. I'm going to ignore they didn't do anything for DMX. I will just brush that over. But it is nice to see the Jolene, Jolene, Jolene.
You left his mark on the 33.
Sure did. Just saying. Anyhow, we're doing that. We're doing that. Yeah. CNN has apologized to Dolly Parton's family after making an oopsie. During Tuesday nights, there's a show called Laura Coates Live, and this was about 12 hours after the family statement about Dolly Parton passing away. CNN airs a photo of someone they believe is Dolly Parton with the story of the passing. The problem is it's not. It's a Dolly Parton impersonator named Kelly Vaughn.
Oh.
The picture appeared while CNN was covering fans paying tribute to Dolly in Nashville. And on first glance, you're like, oh, look, that's Dolly Parton. Vaughn says she found out when friends suddenly started texting her saying she was on CNN.
Oh.
The impersonator did stress that she has never tried to pass herself off as the real Dolly Parton. She falls into that celebrity look-alike, looky-loo tribute performer. And there's a lot around the nation. She said she actually felt bad for Dolly and her family because there's a treasure trove of Dolly Parton photos. In the years.
She's been around a few years.
You could probably, hard to not find one.
Yeah.
So the impersonator, Kelly Vaughn, called the mistake embarrassing. Not her fault. Considered contacting CNN herself, but said she was too busy grieving the loss of one of her heroes. Someone that she's,
I understand.
Impersonated her whole life.
Mistakes happen. It's an impersonator.
And again.
I mean, who knows? The person posting
I saw the image.
Like
I didn't see it when it was on, but I saw it when the story broke, and I'm like, I guess on first glance, it looks like Dolly Parton, but then it's not. CNN did acknowledge the error, short statement saying we regret the error and apologize to the Parton family, which is what you do when that happens. This is interesting. The lake, formerly known as Ontario, now Lake America.
Lake America. Yeah, I saw him sign something or something, or cross Sharpie something, or...
Trump signed an executive order yesterday directing the U.S. government to rename Lake Ontario Lake America.
All right.
I have some issues.
I've never been to Lake America.
Because I don't think the opposite of Lake Ontario is Lake America. It should be Lake New York.
Here's the thing. I doubt the Canadians even give a darn?
No, this is...
they don't care.
I believe the word petty is being thrown around. I mean, I've heard that.
Listen, we all got to get along. Like, and, you know, what I would like is both sides to just meet and talk like adults.
Yeah, this all goes back to the border trade tariff.
It's not just Trump. It's both sides. It takes two to tango.
Exactly. And so Carney and Trump should perhaps do a little get together.
A little posturing going on by both sides.
Yes, there is. It just seemed kind of, this is what we're focusing on, but this is what we're focusing on.
We both need each other. Let's just work this out.
Bills defeated the Steelers. Oh, it was a late game win, 28-27, game-winning drive. Bichelle engineered a 59-yard scoring drive. That was nice. And then they went for two. Rather than playing for a tie, the Bills elected to go for the two-point conversion. Bichelle completed a pass to Pettis and secured a 28-27 lead, and that was it. Josh did not call plays. This is Joe Brady talking about Josh. We saw him with a headset. We saw what looked like.
Everybody thought he was, but nope.
Looked like Coach Allen was calling the plays on this one.
No, I didn't. There was a lot going on in that game that, you know, he's on the headset and I'm communicating with him. You know, we'd have some 2 minutes, like we're talking the whole game. We'd have some 2 minute drills or, you know, some of the situations I'd be asking him what he's thinking there. And so we had a lot of that communication, but, you know, we had a lot of moving parts offensive line wise, a lot of moving parts, what they're doing defensively and in this game. And I was like, you know what, Josh, let me take this.
It's a good day at the stadium, final preseason game, and that's a sweep for the preseason action for the Buffalo Bills. How many days until we get to real football?
17
days, so just sit back and wait.
Boys.
Time right now, 6:29. You're waking up with KISS 98.5.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it is the refreshing!
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.